This is at the Hano Nation Radio Podcast, where we always give you exclusive interviews with your favorite the Hano artists and new music premieres. My name is Romeo. On the telephone, I got the man, Ben Ozuna. How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm doing great. How's it going over there?
I'm doing great, man. So what is going on with you these days?
Man, I don't know. Where do I start, brother? I know I'm not getting married. That's for one thing.
The news today that broke that Alfredo Guerrero from Tortilla Factory announced that he proposed to his girlfriend and he's getting married. But congratulations going out to him. But yeah, so you got big news, though. You got a brand new album out.
Yeah, that's right. We just released Tu Lado de la Cama in July. And, you know, it's been great. We've been releasing singles after singles. And we just recently did a music video for Tu Lado de la Cama. So we've been promoting and you know, trying to get the word out to everybody else, the Hano listeners out there.
Yeah, the songs are doing great on the radio and, you know, all three singles that you've released so far. And tell us a little about how, because I know that you're working with Ricardo Rosales or Richard Rosales from Grupo Signo. So how did you two come together?
That's right. Well, we're good friends with Joey Jimenez. He's also the drummer of Grupo Signo. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking about how we wanted to record a CD. We wanted to record an album just to kind of see what it would do, how it would do, just to get back into the scene. And Joey mentioned that Richard had a record label that was just starting out, and that he was also obviously a producer, awesome producer for Signo. And so we just got in touch with him, and we started talking, and next thing you know, we recorded an album. And we signed with Mazmorra, and here we are. So, yeah, it's been a great, great ride.
Yeah, you signed with Mazmorra Records, which is doing a lot of great things over there. You know, I think big things are planned for the couple of the artists that are signed, including Megan Chapa and Wences Romo and you. So big things probably going to be happening very soon for Mazmorra Records.
Yeah, that's right. We've been having a good time. You know, we're a small record label, which is, you know, it's pretty good because they can focus a lot more attention on us being three artists. And I know Megan is doing a great job, Winston is doing an awesome job, and we've all been keeping pretty busy. So it's been nice.
Yeah, any plans for maybe a duet with Megan in the future?
You know, we're looking into that, definitely.
Oh,
yes,
cool.
That is definitely in the future. You know, Megan stays pretty busy, and actually I think she's recording and finishing up her second album.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to that. And we're kind of in the works of looking into songs and things like that for my second album. So we're excited. It's fast-paced, definitely.
Yeah.
And yeah, definitely we're going to try to do a little duet sometime soon.
Cool, perfect. Well, let's rewind a little bit so people get to know you a bit more. Of course, you used to be the lead vocalist for David Lee Garza and Los Musicales.
That's right. Back in 2010, I believe, I started with David Lee. I was with them for about 2 years. I was fortunate to record an album with them as well. And, you know, that's kind of how I started getting my feet wet into the Tejano scene.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty fun.
Yeah, what'd you do before that?
Before that, I was living in Midland, where I'm currently at, and I sang with a couple of local Tejano bands. We're pretty popular here in the West Texas area, and also in college, I was in a mariachi group. So my background is mainly mariachi and Tejano.
Yeah, so which one do you like? You like mariachi, Tejano, or is it equally great for you?
You know, I think equally. I like them both the same. Mariachi is pretty much what got me into learning Spanish. Of course, English is my first language. And when I started singing mariachi, I think it was good on me vocally to be able to, I guess mariachi is different when you sing it. Also expression, you know, with mariachi, you have to really tell the story. You have to really feel it. And I think that's where I learned how to interpret songs better was through mariachi.
Yeah,
and Tejano music, I've always been a fan of Tejano. I grew up, born and raised with my family who listen to Tejano music, so that's always been a passion of mine, too. So I would say both the same.
So with the passion of the mariachi and Tejano, who are some of the influences that you look up to?
Well, in mariachi, the first mariachi songwriter that I looked up to was José Alfredo Jiménez.
Mm-hmm.
And Javier Solís was a great interpreter of mariachi music, and of course, obviously the late Juan Gabriel.
Yeah.
And in Tejano, I would have to say, hands down, my favorite artist is Jay Perez and Adalberto Gallegos.
Yeah, well, great guys right there, great vocalists right there. And, of course, you're a great vocalist as well.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, we got the brand-new album, by the way. We're talking with Ben Ozuna. He's just released, or actually recently released his album, Tu Lado de la Cama. How did you come up with the name of the album?
Tu Lado de la Cama is a song that was written by Wences Romo. Winces Romo, he's not only a singer, but he's also a great songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think I have two or three songs on the album that he wrote. And that song is called, I guess we call it Avaliciada. And it's something that we thought that was going to be new to the Tejano industry. It's a slower song. It's kind of like a vals, and it's got the different tempo and feel to it. So when we were listening to all the songs and kind of picking a song for the name for the album, we thought that would be the best fit. And plus, it tells a good story, and it was also a good. We recorded a video
mm-hmm.
recently on it, and we were able to tell the whole story about. You know, a lot of people go through things like that. They lose a loved one, or they end a relationship. So we felt that it would connect more with people.
Ah, perfect. I like it. I love the album. I love the music. And, you know, the first three singles. By the way, if you want to check out the video, it's on our website at TejanoNation.net. Go check out the video for that song right there. All right. So, Ben Ozuna, where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years?
Man, hopefully, you know, this has been, it's kind of hard right now to be a musician, to have an album, to, I guess, a new artist. I feel that it's really hard for new artists to get established. But hopefully 5, 10 years from now, we'll be past that hump, we'll be established, and we'll be playing around the U.S. And of course, I'd like to record a new album and just hopefully in the scene, just meeting people and playing.
Yeah, that's the goal right there, to keep, you know, the passion of performing all over the place and releasing music and keeping fans happy.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and, you know, that's really what it's about, is meeting different people, different places, and establishing those relationships. I really, really enjoy meeting people everywhere we go. And, you know, seeing them throughout the years come back to the show. But I think that, to me, is the most important.
Yeah, exactly. And keeping in touch with the fans as well through social media. What kind of social media do you have so they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, definitely. You can find me on Facebook under Ben Ozuna. I also have a fan page. It's Ben Ozuna Official on Facebook. Also, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram under Ben Ozuna, and I have a website. It's benozuna.com.
All right, there you go. And, of course, is the album available on the website?
The album is available on the website. You can purchase a physical copy on the website, or you can find it on iTunes, on Google Play, on Amazon Music. Anywhere that you can find digital music, it's there.
There you go. So make sure you go get the brand new album from Ben Ozuna. Big things to be happening for you, man. Great vocalist, and I see great things in your future. And we, of course, wish you the best of luck and on everything that you do. And hopefully, you know, the Tejano Music Awards is a couple of weeks away. Hopefully next year, you'll be up for maybe Best New Male Artist.
Hey, that'd be awesome. you know, it's always been a dream of mine. I've been to a few Tejano Awards, and they're always good. It's always a good time.
Yeah.
So I think this year I'm going to try to go hang out just a little bit, just to kind of mingle with people. And yeah, maybe next year. You never know.
Yeah, you got to put it out. Got to put it out there, universe, man. Make it happen.
Yeah, definitely. I guess I'll say it will happen, right?
Exactly.
You have to think positive. No, but I really appreciate you. I appreciate Q99. I appreciate the Hound Nation for all of the support, for playing our music, for sharing our music with the Tejano world. And I mean, if it wasn't for you guys, no, we wouldn't be here. So yeah. I appreciate that.
Oh, it's our pleasure, man. Matter of fact, speaking of sharing your music, your latest single is called Creí. Tell us a little bit more about the song.
Creí is it's actually a cover that I got from a banda song. And it's a cumbia. It's got a smooth groove to it. It was recorded by Joey Jimenez from Grupo Signo. We have George Torres on it. Richard, of course, Rosales is playing bajo and bass and segunda voice. I'm on voice. I'm speaking bilingual now. but it's a great song. It's got a nice groove to it. It's one of those songs that is pretty catchy. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Let's play the latest single, and I'll let you introduce it. Go ahead.
All right, this is our latest single. It's called Creí.
On Tejano Nation Radio.
Quisiera saber por qué te empeñas en irme, en olvidarme, en lastimarme. Maldecirme, quisiera saber por qué me haces tanto daño. Todos los sueños, todos los besos, todo era falso. Creí cada palabra que de ti escuché. Creí que tú me amabas y me equivoqué. amor y tu cariño. Creí en ti porque me hacías sentir vivo. Y eres mi luz, mi buena suerte, mi destino. Y hasta juré que Dios te puso en mi camino. Creí en tu cuerpo y en tu boca que mentía. Como un idiota enamorado en ti creía. En tus palabras ciegamente yo confiaba. Y descubrí que eras moneda de dos caras. Creí que todo era perfecto y que me amaba. Y cada palabra que de ti escuché, creí que tú me amabas y me equivoqué. En tu amor y tu cariño, creí en ti porque me hacías sentir vivo. Que eras mi luz, mi buena suerte, mi destino. Y hasta juré que Dios te puso en mi camino. Creí en tu cuerpo y en tu boca que mentía. Como un idiota enamorado en ti creía. En tus palabras ciegamente yo confiaba. Y descubrí que eras moneda de dos caras. Puse en tus manos todos mis sueños y hasta mi vida, porque te amaba y en ti creía. Creí en tus besos, en tu amor y tu cariño. Creí en ti porque me hacías sentir vivo. Que eras mi luz, mi buena suerte, mi destino. Y hasta juré que Dios te puso en mi camino. Creí en tu cuerpo y en tu boca que mentía. Un idiota enamorado en ti creía. En tus palabras ciegamente yo confiaba. Y descubrí que eras moneda de dos caras. Creí que todo era perfecto.